If you haven't been sick yet this season, you know somebody that has been. The influenza cases are on the rise. That, according to the CDC, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan is following this story for us and joins us on the line. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Well, the good news, Paul, from the CDC is that Michigan is only in a sporadic situation right now. In other parts of the country, you've got what are being called, at least labeled by the CDC, widespread outbreaks of the flu, including Oklahoma, Louisiana, Georgia, and Massachusetts, most of them in the southeastern states. The downside of this is that the incidence of flu, even in Michigan, is rising. You've got the latest update from the state shows that 1.9% of the doctor visits are because of the flu right now. That number is expected to rise throughout the rest of the season. This is also a national influenza vaccination week, so health professionals are urging people to go out and get that shot.
Yeah, I mean, we got our flu shots back in October, and they last a good long time, but it's not too late at this point to get a flu shot, is it?
No, not at all. It's a guessing game every year. The people who come up with these vaccines, there are different strains of the flu out there, and they vary just a little bit each year. And so the best that the medical professionals and researchers can do is to build a vaccine that should protect you from this strain of the flu. Unfortunately, only about 10% effectiveness has been shown from the current vaccine for the current dominant strain, the H3N2 strain. So, it may not protect you as well as it would otherwise. But at the same time, Paul, the professionals tell you that if you get the shot and then you get the flu, it's going to be milder than it would have been otherwise.
No, that's a good thing. Of course, there's all those common sense things that we need to remember, especially this time of year when the flu is being spread, and that is to wash your hands and practice good hygiene.
Exactly right. And I mean, and it's difficult to do, obviously, right now with people going out to the mall and starting their Christmas shopping. You're going to be in crowds of people. That's the place where you see this spread from person to person. So sure, do what you can, to wash your hands as frequently as is practical. Try to avoid contact with other people. If you do feel sick, stay home from work, for heaven's sake. Don't infect everyone else. You feel a sneeze coming on or a cough, sneeze into the crook of your arm. Keep from spreading the germs.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice. Jim, we appreciate the insight. Thanks for joining us this morning.
See you, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye.